living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Oh, yes, it's New Year's resolution time, right? Well, I guess maybe in mid-December, we start thinking about the things that we want to change about our bodies, our life, you know, jobs, careers, whatever it is, and we start making that list of our resolutions for the upcoming year, and then usually by January 5th, we usually broke most of them. I think that's where most people fall in. My guest, her name is Dr. Jeff, and I think she has some really good advice for all of us that might help us keep our resolutions throughout the year and not just through January 5th. So Dr. Jeff, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
So let me tell you, I stopped doing New Year's resolutions quite a while ago, or at least ones where I'm real specific, like I'm going to lose 10 pounds or, you know, I want to be at this point in my career. I stopped doing that mainly because I failed so often, Dr. Jeff. But I have two New Year's resolutions this year, and they're more about my spiritual side, more about my emotional side. I want to, in my interaction with people, I want to say thank you more to people, and I want to learn people's names and use them in conversations better. So I think I've already failed at the names. I've already did do well there. Help us out here. What are the mistakes people make when they're laying out their goals for the next year?
Well, a lot of times, as I think you already mentioned, they're trying to do too much. They're trying to take on far more than is realistic.
Yes, so career, weight loss, family things. I mean, we just throw them all in there, don't we?
Absolutely, and those are all pretty major things. And I think you also made a very good point about, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds. If you start to get very specific, that can be okay, but you really want to break it down into smaller, more reasonable chunks. For example,
Before we go into that, though, let's back up just for a sec. Let's go into, like, the psyche behind resolutions for a moment. Like, what is it about the beginning of the year that makes us, I mean, is it just because it's something new, it's a new year? I mean, shouldn't we be teaching people to do this stuff throughout the year?
Well, ideally, it would be wonderful if people considered small changes and lifestyle changes throughout the year. But there is something about the turning of the year, the end of the old year, the beginning of the new, that I think inspires or encourages people to try something.
Yeah, and so do you keep New Year's resolutions? Just curious.
Absolutely. Sometimes I do. But like you, I've learned that you have to be a little careful about what you're going to put on your resolution list and how exactly you're going to hold yourself to it.
Oh, good point. So let's go through some of that. What do you like to teach your friends and family members when it comes to making resolutions? What do you like to teach them?
Well, first of all, I agree with you. They're not required. But if you are in a mood to make maybe one or maybe two resolutions, that could be interesting if you think it's really going to benefit you. But bear in mind, you want to move slowly and carefully, and don't expect immediate results.
So, but that's the problem, is we want those immediate results. We don't see it after the first week. We give up. I mean, that's the problem.
That's it, exactly. And very often, people set very unrealistic goals for themselves. Going back to your example, if you want to lose 10 pounds, well, okay, but maybe you want to lose between 1 or 2 pounds a month. And maybe you want to extend that over the course of the year.
Now, Dr. Jeff, I like that, because what that does is it takes the New Year's resolution and really makes it a new monthly resolution, right? Maybe
very,
that's more manageable for people?
Yes, very much so. And it basically also promotes the idea of a lifestyle change. You know, if you want to make something and have it stick, doing it for a week or two and then going back to exactly what you were doing before isn't really going to be the path to make that happen.
Yeah, and you know what, Dr. Jeff, I also think So that's, I think, right there, great advice. Let's think about this more in terms of just a daily process that we're going through. And don't give up when there's some failure, right? Because so go back to my resolution, which was to learn names better and use them in conversations more, which I already failed. But that doesn't mean I have to give up on that resolution. Yeah, but I don't have to give up on that, right?
You absolutely
just because
don't.
I failed
and
once.
Yeah, well, just because, well, you're saying you already failed, and I think maybe you're being a little hard on yourself, but that's the other thing. You don't want to be too harsh on yourself. You want to say, look, I'm going to try this, and if it doesn't work right away, that's all right. I'm going to keep trying it anyway, and celebrate the small successes along the way.
Okay, so maybe instead of the word fail, maybe I'll say, that time just a couple days ago when I forgot somebody's name after just hearing it and didn't use it in the conversation, I didn't fail. That was an opportunity to learn from that and grow. Is that better?
Exactly. And also pat yourself on the back for the times when you did remember someone's name and you did use it in conversation if that was your goal.
Yeah, so what are some of the most common, New Year's resolutions you're hearing about this year?
Well, there are always the usual ones, one of which you already mentioned, the idea of weight loss. For a lot of people, that involves fitness. Stopping cigarette smoking is another big one. Sometimes spending more time with friends and family is important. Spending more time taking care of oneself. I've heard a lot of people talk about taking time for themselves or maybe occasionally treating themselves to something like a massage or something like that.
Yeah, I like that idea too, especially for a lot of the caregivers, people who are caretakers, I should say, of other family members. I did a show recently, Dr. Jeff, or maybe it was a few months ago, where we were talking about, it was actually with Dr. Ruth, and she wrote a mm-hmm. book about Alzheimer's caregivers and caretakers and how often they forget about their own health, and that has obviously a lot of consequences. So I like that idea of taking care of oneself, especially maybe in the context of if you're in a career or in a family situation where you're taking care of so many other people, like a lot of moms, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think you're raising excellent points. If one is a caregiver, one does need to take care of oneself, especially during that time. And I say that having been one myself. But also for moms or anyone who feels pulled in many directions, you do want to take the extra time to make sure that you yourself are getting what you need in terms of sleep, nutrition, exercise. That way you can better serve those that you are responsible for.
Yeah, and I like the New Year's resolution is I'm going to get a massage every week. Does that count as one?
It certainly could. And good luck to
like
you
that.
If you can do it. That's wonderful.
Dr. Jeff, tell us a little bit more about, what you do, how you got started in this. And, of course, if there's maybe a website you would like my listeners to go to check out more of the work that you're doing.
Certainly. I'm a clinical psychologist. I work in New York and in Massachusetts. I see a very wide range of people, anywhere from 2 to 92. I do various kinds of treatment and intervention. I work with individuals and families. I also do testing and assessment as a subspecialty. My website is drjeff.com, www.drjeff.com, drjeph.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I like your approach to keeping it simple. I think that's important. I don't know if you've talked about this before, but, what we just kind of came up with is thinking of our New Year's resolutions maybe as new monthly resolutions. I think that's pretty good. Maybe there's an article or something you could write there, Dr. Jeff. I want to thank you for coming on Healthy Talk. This is Dr. Mike. Stay well.